From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Jolene Looney of Content Llama, who are disrupting the e-commerce retail space through their software with a service that empowers retailers with a single feed of tailored digital product content. Content Llama has recently been named as All-Star Breakthrough Business of the Year 2021 and is scaling at a pace, having successfully fundraised $2.5 million this year. Jolene, thank you for joining AIBF Business Talk today. Jolene, Content Llama has been recognized as the All-Star Breakthrough Business of the Year 2021 as you're disrupting, you know, the retail space. Can you tell us a little bit more about Content Llama and what it is exactly that you do?
Hi, Elaine. Thanks for having me. Yeah, for sure. So Content Llama is a technology, basically. So we've built a huge operational platform in the back end. It's all managed, so retailers actually don't see what we do. So our ideal customer is a large online retailer that has a need for brand information. So that's images, descriptions, attributes, all around the products that they want to sell on their website. The big problem in retail is traditionally it was okay to have 20, 30, 40% of your catalog online because everyone came into the store. That's no longer the case, partly because of COVID. But equally, the world was changing long before. And if a retailer didn't have a particular product in a particular color, the new generation just won't go in. You know, they won't even try. So that was the first problem. How do I get 100% of my catalog online? And then the second problem was it's no longer acceptable to have one or two images of a product. You know, you need 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to sell, certainly in apparel. So that's where Content Llama came about. And we actually, as I said, built a technology. So what we do is we ingest massive volumes of brand licensed data. So that's Nike, Adidas, Puma, North Face, and we're in cosmetics as well. That pushes through our platform, which in essence is a product information management system and data asset management system. And it stores the information at a certain level. And then when a retailer asks for particular products, we're able to push that out exactly in the format they need. Images sequenced as they need, named. So we've basically automated a human process, but at a massive scale.
Right, got it. That sounds extremely interesting. And can I just ask then, Jolene, is it for the brand themselves that engages with you, or is it actually the retailers of the brand?
Yeah, retailers. So we're the world's first for what we do. And secondly, in our space, content management, everybody operates on the brand side of the house or the supplier. We're the first in that as well, that we are totally on the retailer side. Brands are our partners. We do not charge brands. They freely share information with us. Retailers pay us. Yeah.
That's the most important part. That's the most important part. Jolene, you mentioned there at the start that this came about because, you know, there was a problem. You know, we said that we were purchasing now very much online. I know myself when I go to purchase, be it clothing or even be it, I was just looking for a toy or a bicycle for one of my kids. And you wanted to see the full 360 view and not just the front and the back. You wanted to see the side and all of that and someone on the bike. So I can totally see as a consumer how we're looking for more pictures and more things like that. So how yourself did you say, hang on here, there's actually could be a business model here. There actually could be a business out of this.
Yeah, for sure. It wasn't my idea at all. So it was my business partner, Karina. So Karina Kelly and I worked together for a number of years in payments. So we were merchant services. I've had a career in multi-currency and merchant services and payments and things like that prior to this particular company. So we met about 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago. We worked together for a few years. She left, being an entrepreneur, stayed in touch, and she was actually doing image editing for retailers. And through that company, she discovered actually the big problem is sourcing this information, editing the images to the format that we need for our web store. Sure, it's a pain, but the big problem is I have to go to, you know, a small enterprise would have maybe 40 suppliers to 60. But then you've got the big enterprise players who could have 300, 400, 500. You know, we were with a prospect yesterday that has 3,000 suppliers. That's a lot of portals. It's a lot of drop boxes. It's a lot of reps to be emailing. It's a whole function, you know, to get the content in before you aggregate it. So that's when Karina came up with the idea, going, sure, editing the information is a pain, but actually sourcing it is a bigger pain. She did a business plan. She was going for New Frontiers. She did New Frontiers. And then she was going for an NDRC accelerator program, sent the business plan to me to look at it, knowing well that I was in the market for a new challenge. And hey ho. So I came along then, and we pivoted slightly, moved a little bit, you know, but the seed was absolutely Karina's. Yeah.
Brilliant. And it's great too that, you know, the two of you that have worked together in the past come back and work together. And I'm assuming by the smile, you know, by the sound of you here, that it's a very fruitful and great, not just partnership, but I think friendship beyond that. Would that be right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, you have to be friends. I think as a founding team, it's very difficult if there's, you know, personality clash. That just won't work. That dynamic won't work. Myself, Karina are very different people. But we bring totally different attributes to the business. And yeah, we get along great. I mean, look, don't get me wrong, we're able to have the difficult conversations with each other. But, you know, we've been around the block a couple of times, so we're able to take the feedback.
Absolutely. And just given by the sheer size, you know, of the volume of the brands and that you're working with, can you just give us a sample of some of the types of clients that you have and that I suppose, that you wish to have?
Yeah, sure. So I suppose our business model is, you know, it is to dominate sectors. So we do get asked, oh, would you do this? Would you do that? Would you go into toys? Would you go into this? No. So we are beauty, cosmetics, personal care, sports and outdoor apparel, and travel retail. So by drilling down into those sectors, we license up the brands really quickly. So the suppliers and brands want to work with us because they know we protect their content, we protect their truths, and we don't charge them. And then retailers, it's almost like an ecosystem. So the more competitors, for want of a word, that operate with Content Llama, the better for everyone. Because the more content we get in, the faster we get it, the better we get it, the more information we can. We push back on the brands and we say, no, those images aren't good enough. That information isn't detailed enough. So we do a lot of quarterback, I suppose, running interference for retailers. But yes, we operate, actually, we've Irish customers, so Arian to International. So we support their content needs in the loop duty-free Ireland, New Zealand, Canada, and there's a couple of more countries coming online before Christmas. Then over in sports and outdoor apparel, we look after Moose Jaw, which is a subsidiary of Walmart in the States. And then we're in sports as well. So the likes of Lifestyle, Intersport, Elvery's. And then, yeah, cosmetics then could be anything in between. Pharmacy right up to the travel retail space.
So given the nature of the online retail space in particular, you know, which is a space that you're disrupting, I'm assuming that it's very much a global marketplace. So Ireland is only like a small little pin in the block, that it's really the global side of things.
For sure. Yeah, we're a volume play. So the bigger the volume, the better. So for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of customers we'd like to work with in Ireland. You know, and we'd love to bring Ireland to be the forefront of content. I mean, when you see what's happening, especially in the Middle East and Singapore and Tokyo and things like that around content, like it's the websites are absolutely unreal. You know, audio, as you said, 360 video, artificial reality. It's quite amazing. So, you know, we'd love some of large Irish retailers to come and work with us to be at the cutting edge. But yeah, very much it's a volume play. And the bigger the better, really, for us.
You mentioned there at the start, Jolene, that it was yourself and your business partner, you know, at the start. But I know that you've grown significantly over the last while. You have not certainly been lying down during lockdown. I think Churchill said never waste a good crisis, and you've been busier than ever. You've, you know, grown exponentially globally. You've raised significant funding. Can you tell us about this growth?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we went to market literally at the start of COVID, of lockdown, because we were ready. You know, we built the technology, I will say version 1.6, you know, it's probably version 100 now. But yeah, so we had to go to market. We had early investors, you know, who we promised we were going to market last April, May. So we went to market in the height of everything, and it was crazy. So yeah, so considering we were only commercially in the market, you know, probably 16, 17 months, we've done massive work. So there was four of us back then, now there's 44. So we've massively grown the business. technology teams, customer service teams, operational teams, across the globe. We're remote first. So, you know, I've two sales reps in the Netherlands, South Africa, Dublin. But South Africa is great, actually, because only an hour time difference. And yeah, so we have teams across Europe and across the globe. So yeah, we've been very busy. All of our customers were acquired through, you know, through lockdown, all on Zoom. We've never met anyone face to face. And it's been challenging. The hardest part is onboarding new team members virtually. There is nothing, there's nothing you can say to make that easier. It's very hard. That's the worst part. But dealing with customers and everything else has been absolutely fine. Meetings are quicker, faster, you know, probably more professional because you're not kind of waiting around in a meeting room, having a coffee, chatting. But yeah, for sure, there's been pros and cons. But yeah, we've been very busy over the last 16 months. We just closed a funding round of 2.5 million. So fundraising over Zoom was a first as well. And that was good fun. Yeah.
Very good. And would I be correct in saying that there's a ribbon waiting to be cut across the other side of the Atlantic?
Oh, right. Yes, we actually have. Yeah, we have an office in Chicago. So Bob Rosenberg up in Portishead is a big advocate of Content Llama. So Bob hooked us up with an office in 2112 in Chicago. And we're mad to get over there and open it up. We have two people in the States working with us, and they are mad to work from there. But with the restrictions at the moment around Irish into the US, we haven't been able to get over. So hopefully we're kind of thinking maybe a St. Patrick's Day celebration. Apparently Chicago is pretty good for that.
So for yourself, Jolene, you know, as a person and as an entrepreneur, what would you say are your biggest, should we say, you know, your strongest characteristics that has lended yourself to coming from being the safe, we'll say, employee looking for that new challenge and coming into not just the world of an ordinary entrepreneur, but by God, you're going hell for leather.
Yeah, I suppose a bit of madness, really. You know, I don't think it can work if you are you know, a certain personality type. And it can, but you need a co-founder with you that is able to take risks. Karina and I are very open to calculated risks. And there's always a thought process of, you know, let's map this out. This is the way we want it to go. But if it goes the other way, what does that look like? And how would we deal with that? And what's the outcome for our teams, our people, our, you know, everything else? Our customers. So we're customer obsessed in Content Llama. So everything we've built, everything we've done has been around customers. So yeah, what does it take? I suppose I would be very, I worked for a guy years ago in Monex, Michael, he was the chief financial officer, I think. And he always said to me, Jolene, never worry about what you owe people. Let them worry about how they're going to get their money back. And it always resonated with me. So I've always kind of been a bit fast and loose in that sense, kind of going, but what can go wrong? If you think about the wrong, it'll go wrong. So I think you definitely need an appetite for risk. And you need to be at a point in your life. I couldn't have done this 10 years ago. Small children, you know, owed a lot of money, mortgage, everything else, same as everyone else. And I would have been very concerned about what other people thought about me 10 years ago, my family, my friends, I would have been, you know, really concerned about third party validation. I'm not so much anymore concerned about third party validation. It's my husband and my children is all the validation, you know, that I would seek in life now. But I don't think you can do that in your late 20s. I think you're just maybe not emotionally mature enough. I don't know. I've met some 20-year-olds who have amazing businesses and I think, wow, mm-hmm. You know. But yeah, so for me, it was timing and appetite for risk and a co-founder. I probably wouldn't have done it with anyone other than Karina. And we knew each other very well, but we weren't massive friends at the time. Now we're obviously firm friends. But you definitely, I would say to anyone, you need a co-founder.
Yeah.
I think it's very hard on your own.
No, I would agree with you on that. And it takes a yin and a yang, or as I say here at the foundation, you know, Kapil and I, a 007 and a 008, you know, you need to have that and just somebody to bounce things off of as well, but to have that mutual respect for one another. Jolene, there's been such a fast journey, you know, should we say you skyrocketed in the last year and a half, 2 years. what, I'm sure there's lots of lessons that you learned along the way. What's the biggest lesson that you've learned? Because, you know, you mentioned about new frontiers, about business planning, about raising funding. So you've done so much in such a short space of time that I'm sure there was loads of lessons. What stands out for you?
Trust your gut. Twice I ignored my gut, and twice it cost us. Not in monetary terms, emotionally, time lost, things like that. So that's been the biggest thing. And again, you know, 29, 30-year-old Jolene wouldn't have trusted her gut at all. She would have listened to everyone and anyone. And I'm very good at listening to my gut, but twice ever I wasn't comfortable with something and I didn't shout enough about it. And we were both the same, but because we didn't discuss it, and then, you know, whatever happened, and when we look back we go ugh. So that's been the biggest learning, is you can't go on this roller coaster if you're not damn sure that you trust yourself, you know.
No, very good. And something, a piece of wisdom that comes with experience as well, isn't it, Jolene?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, advisors are amazing. We've amazing advisors around us. But at the end of the day, it's your baby, and nobody can, you know, nobody lies awake at night worrying about your business like you do. So you have to be comfortable with your own decisions and stand behind them and be able to make them openly and publicly, I think is the biggest learning.
What do you see then, Jolene, as being your key strengths as a female entrepreneur, you know, who's successfully raised funding, and we'll talk about your future plans for growth and further expansion, because I don't think you're stopping anytime soon. What do you think are your key strengths as a person that are driving the business forward?
I suppose, you know, as I said, we're customer obsessed. Love meeting people. I thoroughly enjoy fundraising. Really, really enjoy it, because you get to meet new people. So yeah, I think probably one of my key strengths is the ability to build relationships very quickly, and take feedback, good or bad, and use that in a constructive way. So, you know, customer, you know, there's a few customers that we've met that don't work with us, but a couple of prospects who don't work with us, you know, we're still in touch with, and we're going, right, what part of the platform didn't you like? What can we build to make you like it? And, you know, fundraising, a couple of investors didn't want to come on the journey with us, still in touch with them. You know, it's that bit of, you're not like a vampire, you know, draining people of information, but it's the ability, I suppose, to know that, okay, not right now, it didn't work, but, you know, what's the learning here? So I think that's probably one of the key strengths I would bring, is active listening, and, you know, being able to turn a bad situation into a good one.
Now, and that's what you mentioned there, taking on board that feedback as being a real learning curve, and to actually maintaining those relationships with somebody that's still, you know, that maybe you're not currently doing business with, but God only knows what the future holds. You never know when your path will cross or when a potential referral will come down the line, you know, again. Jolene, what's next for Content Llama?
What's next for Content Llama? We're recruiting more engineers at the moment, which are like hen's teeth in Ireland. And now Stripe have announced another 1,000 jobs or something, so there'll be even less engineers, thanks very much. So they're hard to come by, but because we're remote first, it's great. It opens borders to us. A lot of talent coming out of Portugal and Spain in tech. So what's next for Content Llama is, as I said, we just closed the funding on 2.5 million. A lot of that will go on technology. We're building out the platform to be, you know, much more than what it is today. So it's a very service-led model today, and it will always be a service-led model. But, you know, we're the artificial intelligence, bots, spiders, there's a lot being built at the moment. That's what's in the immediate future for Content Llama. And world domination, just to take on every duty-free in the world, every large enterprise retailer in the world that needs our services, which everyone does, because the problem is, if you've got a website, you need to get content on that website. You have two options. You either employ, you know, rooms of humans, or you plug in Content Llama. So that's really where we're at, just keeping the shoulder to the wheel. We're looking very much to the Middle East and Australian markets at the moment. So America is always front and center for us, but equally we're looking at seasonality. So when we work with, you know, the North Face in the States or Colombia or whoever, on behalf of a number of retailers, when will that content be needed again? In 4, 5, 6 months time, it's going to be needed in Australia, South Africa. So we're very much kind of trying to cross the globe in a seasonal way. and then, of course, the duty frees, which hopefully, you know, with travel opening back up again, will, you know, have the need for their websites to be back on point.
God, yeah, it seems that there's a fine, strong journey, but future ahead of you as well. So from the funding rounds, more funding to come, I presume, more global domination, more geographical spread, getting onboarding more the types of retailers that you're looking for, and new hires. The future couldn't be brighter for Content Llama.
Yeah, so I think we'll take a little bit of a break, but we'll be back on the funding circuit pre-Christmas. So we're, you know, straight in looking for, I suppose, Series A, I suppose, really. The last round, 2.5, you could call it Series A in Ireland, but, it wouldn't be in the States. So, yeah, we'll be straight up, straight in, shaking the trees for probably 10 to 15 million and to further build out the technology and continue to grow globally.
Good stuff.
You know, the space we're in is retailers who are serious about online, who know the value of online and who want to, you know, have their websites amazing, reduce returns, reduce the investment in human resources around this task that we have automated. So with that comes, you know, it takes a bit of cost to acquire those customers. They're very large and global. So yeah, that's really where our future is. Just continue to fundraise, continue to build the technology and continue to onboard more customers and learn.
So God, listen to your story here today. It's no wonder that the Content Llama have been recognized as All-Star Breakthrough Business of the Year 2021. What does that mean for you and for Content Llama, Jolene? That recognition.
It's wonderful, Elaine, and thanks to you and the team. I mean, I suppose when you're in it and you're scaling at the pace we are, we don't celebrate. Sean Mullany, who's a friend of ours, is always saying, celebrate the success. We never do, right? Because we're working. So it's lovely to have a situation like this to be recognized and to celebrate it, you know. So that's what it really means for us. We need to stop and smell the roses a little bit more. And the
roses certainly are smelling of a beautiful perfume for Content Llama. I know that you've really, you know, for a business at such a growth stage, you've really shown and proven yourselves through the process, you know, that you're trustworthy, that you're customer centricity, and that you're going places. And you're doing something really good along the way, but I definitely know that you're enjoying the journey as well, Jolene. Jolene, I'd just like to get to know maybe yourself a little bit, kind of, you know, personally, as I said, to lift the bonnet of the car a little bit and just do a few quick fire questions with you. So just don't think too long and hard, just whatever comes into your head. Jolene, what's your most treasured possession?
Ah, oh my gosh. I'm not big on things. Probably the TV remote.
The TV. Good stuff.
I don't get to spend much time with it.
If you could send some advice back to your 20-year-old self, not saying that you're very much beyond 20, but back to your 20-year-old self, what wisdom would you share?
Oh, relax, girl. Nobody cares about what Jolene is doing every minute of every day. Relax.
Tell us something that most people wouldn't know about you, Jolene.
I used to sell roses in nightclubs in Limerick.
I thought I recognised you.
Down in Docks. Go on, Elaine.
That's it. It was actually. What did you want to be, Jolene, when you were a child? So when you were young, grown up?
Do you know, I was probably a bit of an odd child in that I don't think I ever had any ambition. No, I would it never. People say, always say that to me. Or do you remember like asking for things from Santa and things like that? No, I think I was absolutely like in the present, like a puppy or something. I don't have any recognition of or recall of wanting to be a teacher or a vet or no. Although Now that you say it, I did have a little electrical bag. So I had a lot of like electrical tools. My brother was an electrician. So I think maybe for a time, I probably wanted to be an electrician.
Want to be
sparky. But I married one instead.
Well, there's a female entrepreneurial side coming out at you. Jolene, if you were to have a dinner party and could invite any four guests of your choosing, who would you invite?
Dead or alive, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I'd take either.
I'd love Maya Angelou. I think she's cool. I'd like Michael O'Leary just for a bit of spice. Mm-hmm. Probably fill in with gin and tonics for the crack. Me, of course. Who else would I like? Maybe Mother Teresa. Mm-hmm. Just to get her take on things.
Very good. Very interesting. If you had a motto, or you know, is there any motto or slogan that you live by, that you had, that would be attributed back to Jolene? What would it be?
YOLO.
YOLO.
Well, I know you only live once, or in 100 years we'd all be dead. So let's not worry too much about this. So. Yeah, probably that.
Very good. Jolene, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you here today. Before, the last question I'd like to leave you with is that, where did the name Content Llama come from?
Basically, obviously, we're in the content space, but you could look at it as content as in happiness as well, content. And then, yeah, so we were toying with names, llamas. Okay, so now we know in the last few days that llamas have the antibodies for COVID and they're brilliant. But pre that, go back 2 years when llamas weren't even a thing. It was all about the unicorn. We did a bit of research on llamas. They're quite a phenomenal animal. So they carry the load. They do the work. They do the work that nobody else wants to do. They trek up that mountain. It's quite a thankless job. And that's what we do. We beaver away behind the scenes. It's kind of the unseen part of retail that we operate in, and we're happy to operate in there. So that's where Content Llama came from. And as I said, now every merchandise is full of llamas, and now we know llamas hold the key to everything. So, you know.
Very interesting, because it's one that always fascinates me. Jolene, if somebody would like to get in touch with you or to learn more about Content Llama and the work that you do, how should they do that?
They can send an email through the website is probably the best way into break the rules at contentllama.com. But if you click through the website, that's the best way to get in touch.
And that's contentllama.com.
Contentllama.com. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Two L's for the animal. LLAMA.
Brilliant. Jolene, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you here today on AIBF Business Talk. I love to catch up with you in 12 months' time just to see how I bet that next funding round will really be under the belt there and then, and there'll be more great things happening. So in the meantime, I wish you every success on your continued, you know, fast-paced growth. So well done.
And thanks a million for the opportunity to speak with you, Elaine. And now that we're in the All-Star Business family, we'll continue to chat. Thanks
a million. Absolutely. And thanks for sharing. Thanks, Jolene.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.